Welcome to this edition of the School Marketing Monthly Broadcast. My name is Donnie Vaughn, and I wanted to let you know that this is our March 2020 School Marketing Monthly Broadcast, but this one's going to be a little unique. We're going to refer to this one as the COVID-19 Part 1 because we're going to do something a little different. For March and April 2020, because of all of the virus, the pandemic that's going on, we're going to do our part to try to make some content available outside of our normal School Marketing Academy. So this particular broadcast is being made available to anybody. We have an online community. We have members of our School Marketing Academy. Everybody's going to have access to this content that we're going to share today. And we're going to do the same thing for April of 2020 and make it available for everybody. So we wanted to do our part in helping out with that. So I hope that you enjoy this content. We want to welcome those of you who are current subscribers to the School Marketing Academy. We hope that you are continuing to use this time, whether you're at your job, maybe the only person in the school working at that time, or maybe more than likely you're probably at your home office or somewhere up in a closet somewhere working out of your house with children around or the dogs barking or whatever teenagers you might have running around. But nonetheless, you've got a kind of a mobile office going. So hopefully as a School Marketing Academy subscriber, you're listening now and catching up on some of that content that you missed. We've got over 25 courses on the School Marketing Academy, as well as we started doing these monthly broadcasts last year. And then also we did these kind of video screencasts we called the Backpack Unpack. So there's a lot of content on the School Marketing Academy. So we want to welcome all of you who are current subscribers. We also want to welcome those of you who are not current subscribers to the School Marketing Academy. We hope that you'll consider this as an opportunity to, when you hear this broadcast, you'll think, well, maybe that's something that you could take advantage of the School Marketing Academy for a low cost of $17 a month. We think it's well worth the opportunity for you to get on there and grab a hold of this content, listen to it, especially in times like this when you have a little more time to take care of some of those administrative things. We've got a lot of content that I mentioned earlier between screencast and kind of podcast style audios that range anywhere from 15 minutes to 45 minutes, and then a series of courses on a variety of topics, 25 plus courses that can help you with your school marketing. So we would encourage you to consider becoming a subscriber. You can do that by going to our website, yourschoolmarketing.com/SMA, or you can find it on our main homepage. There's a place up in the menu on the mobile option, but also at the top of our desktop where it talks about the School Marketing Academy. So we'd love for you to take advantage of that. So that being said, we want to jump right into our topic, and I'm going to bring on my brother Randy, and he is going to talk on the topic of how to present your school virtually. Randy, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Donnie. We're eager to share this content to you today. And again, welcome to all of our School Marketing Academy members and subscribers. So again, as Donnie mentioned, we appreciate you guys being a part of this community and hope you, as Donnie mentioned, take advantage of all that content that we've created over the years, and you're diving into some of that, refreshing yourself on some of that content, and as well kind of hopefully diving into some of those courses you never got to. But for those of you who are not regular subscribers, there's some good content in there, some good courses that this would be a good opportunity to do. So I'll just reiterate what Donnie said and encourage you for a low price to be able to get into that School Marketing Academy. But this is not a promotional podcast for that, or a promotional opportunity for that. I just wanted to share with you an opportunity, some content, some ideas about how to really prepare, how to showcase your school virtually. I mean, this is as we find ourselves in this reality here in the spring of 2020, I think the first thing we all have to recognize is we all have been needing to figure out ways to express our school virtually for a long time. And while this caught many of us off guard and surprised and not yet ready for this. We all have needed to go this direction. And whatever this is, certainly a crisis, and many of you have been affected by this personally in your school, and our hearts are burdened by those who we know personally who are affected by this. When we look at the positive sides of things, and we look at what good could come of this, we do look at it from the organization standpoint, the school standpoint, and say, what could we learn from this? What can we gain from this? What will come out of this for the good? And I think certainly all of us can recognize what will come out of this for the positive is that it has accelerated us, and I might even say forced each one of us to think how we have to present ourselves virtually now. We have no option. Most of us are in a position where there's not anybody going to be coming physically to our campus to take a tour. And this is in the springtime. Most of the schools, most of you listening, are right in the middle or right at the peak of your enrollment season for next fall. And so you are, some of you are scrambling, trying to figure out how in the world do I present myself virtually to our prospective families. And so what we're going to all agree that on the end of this, after we come out of all this, and hopefully are all much better virtually because of this. So we're going to present some ideas today, just talking about how to do this, virtually. But what I want to focus on, just to give you a heads up, in the beginning, I am not going to be talking about things that are going to be costly. There is certainly ways to virtually present your school that are, I think, some phenomenal ways to do it. Some really innovative, creative tools out there. There are some schools out there that have already done some things virtually. I see some people call them a virtual tour, where you can go on, and I absolutely love these tools where you can go in and click through a picture of the campus, and there will be little dots, little circles around different places around campus, and I can literally navigate around your campus and click through a bit. I literally feel like I'm walking through your building. And click through and open up the building to the elementary school and walk down the hallway. And all of a sudden I can click through and open up the door to the lunchroom and see that. And then I can zoom over to the high school. And then I can zoom over to the athletic facilities. And I love that tool. And there are a lot of companies and software companies that can allow that to happen. We're not going to be talking about that today because from what I can tell, and there may be some people that can do this in another way, but most of the companies that do that actually come on the campus and do that in a special way. They have special cameras that allow that to happen. So they usually will come on campus and do that for you. And many of you have done this if you've sold a house before, and my family just sold a house. We just moved. Matter of fact, we're in the middle of moving now. So imagine that, moving in the middle of COVID-19. We just recently sold our house, and so our realtor did this for us. And so he came in and had a company came in and did this. And so you could navigate our house this way when we were selling our house. And so you could jump and zoom around to different bedrooms and kitchen and playroom and all that kind of stuff. And so it's a really cool feature, but he had this company come in and do this. And so we're not going to talk about that feature today because, again, somebody has to come on campus to do that. So that and sometimes that tool can run into the hundreds, maybe even probably thousands of dollars to do that. So not that that's a really – I think that's a good value, actually, and probably at the end of this, I think many of you are going to think, man, I wish we probably ought to invest in something like that. But today we're going to be talking about some things more in the immediate. What can we do this week? Because I've got families who I'm losing prospective families who I can't reach out to because I can't show them anything. So what can you tell me today that I can use this week? And so we're going to talk about some things immediately that you can put into practice. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So the first thing I'll mention, just to kind of break it down a little bit, is a couple of different things. One, I know many of you have a open house where people would come on. This is more of a group format where people would sign up for an open house and they would come at a specific time on your campus. Let's say a Tuesday morning, and they would come in a group to preview your campus. You would then normally stand in front of them and talk, and maybe there would be a student or two to share their testimony. Maybe a parent would talk, and maybe then they would go and actually tour the facilities, and about 90 minutes they would be done, and that would be your open house. So we're going to talk about, let's just talk about how you would do that. And I think there's a number of ways you can deliver an open house in that way. Two primary ways that I'm going to share with you. Well, let me throw in a third one just to say how to do it. One way you could do that is to get on Facebook Live and just open it up, get out your Facebook page and go Facebook Live and just talk with people. And this is going to be you, maybe your admission director. You can do this and you can talk about that and you can share. Now, that is, as far as I know, I mean, short, again, I'm talking about simple. Now, you can get some companies to come help you do this, and there's some, probably you can reach out to your community, and maybe, again, there's some companies that could help you virtually to do this. But I'm talking simple right now. If you want something to implement right away, you can open up your Facebook page, and you can say, you in the screen, you can say, hey, it's just me. I'm the admission director, or maybe you're advancement director, maybe you're the head of school. Maybe you're the high school principal, whatever it is. Maybe you're the preschool director. You and the Facebook page just open up and go live and say, I just want to talk. Maybe you've got some pictures on your phone. I don't know how the real they would show, but you could show them on your phone. Maybe you actually have printed photos that you can kind of show on the screen. That's not going to be a great demonstration, but it could work. But primarily, you're going to be talking just to people on Facebook. Now, what you're going to want to do, I think, is have somebody kind of with you. Maybe I think it'd be best if you had somebody in your own home, maybe a child or a spouse who could maybe be right there to monitor the chat and the comments, because people could actually comment and ask you questions. It's a little hard to be talking and monitoring the comments at the same time. You can do it if there's not that many, but if there's a lot of comments, it gets a little cumbersome. So maybe have somebody there to kind of point out comments and questions that people might have. But that's certainly a way to do that, is get on Facebook Live and talk through that. There's another way you can do this would be to get on, create a movie. And you could do this through something like iMovie, and you just use your movie editing software, and you could create a movie. Now, how you do this, there's a lot of different ways you could do it. You could just go to iMovie and drop in some slides, pictures of different things that you've done. You could create slides, have bullet points, and you could talk over that and narrate it. Again, you as the admission director, you as the high school principal, or you could have multiple voices narrating, and they could send those in virtually. You could have different people narrate their bullet points, and you could then have them share their comments, and then you could... Again, it's all dependent on your ability to put together a movie on, like, and I say iMovie, that's on a Mac. There may be other movie editing software that you can use. But you're essentially putting together a movie, and you put in some pictures that you have on your desktop that you've taken over the year, you know, that you can show people. And you essentially get an idea, not just bullet points on the screen, but you could kind of transition to pictures of athletic programs that you've had during the year. You didn't get all your athletics in yet, but you had your fall sports and your winter sports, and you show pictures of the classroom. You have some things going on. So you can talk about some things like that. And again, narrating that with different voices. I would invite students to send in some narration. Maybe even have them send in a video, text you a little short video, maybe a one-minute testimonial, a two-minute testimonial. They're going to do a really great job. And put that into a little movie, put that onto a YouTube channel, and then share that link onto Facebook and Twitter. Put that on your website, and immediately you have what we call a virtual kind of an open house. Somebody could then look at that, and you could tell people, hey, we have an open house right now. You could look at that whenever you want. Now, that really kind of begins to kind of overlap into the virtual tour kind of thing we're talking about. If you really want to have a virtual open house, which is really a live event, the other thing that I would get into is more, which is what majority of people are using now, this new technology called Zoom that many people never used before. But Zoom and their generosity has made this available to education for free, primarily for free. And we're all using Zoom now. So all of us here in education, our kids are all over Zoom. And so we're using it in our household. And at the school that I work with as well, in addition to our consulting with other schools, we're doing, I work at a school, and our school is doing Zoom as well. And so we're doing Zoom all over the place in our household. But Zoom webinar, which is different than Zoom meeting. Zoom meeting is just where most of your classrooms are done through Zoom meeting, where you just have people come on and everybody joins a meeting. Zoom webinar is where you kind of have panelists. It might be one, it might be multiple, where somebody can show a screen and you have like slides, but then people can join. And they're just going to pretty much be joined as muted participants. And they can watch you just like a webinar. And so this is a great tool to use. And what's really neat is that you can actually, if you have the right Zoom webinar account, you can go in and link that to your Facebook page and go live with it. So you can look into that. But that's another feature where you can do an open house, to where I think this would be a better feature than just going on the Facebook Live and just you talking. But both of those features work well. Now, obviously, the Zoom webinar is going to require a lot of work. You're going to put together some of the same slides we talked about on that other one, where you put together bullet points, you have multiple people talking, you have your lower school, principal talking, you have your upper school head talking, you have your athletic director talking, you have students talking, you have pictures, you have all kinds of neat stuff, but it's a lot of work to put together. So, again, you have to think about what your capacity is. I'm just sharing with you quickly some ideas of what you can do here. But you could go live with it on Facebook, and you could really have a neat little thing going on there. So a couple of different things you do. So as far as an open house, primarily I would do the two things. I would do either one, just go on the Facebook Live and you talk to people, or two, actually go on and do like a Zoom webinar and then link that to your Facebook page. But if you don't want to have to, if you can't figure out the Zoom link to Facebook page, just go on to Facebook and point people to a Zoom link. It doesn't cost anything for them to join. Just tell everybody, here's the Zoom link, or tell them to go to your Facebook page and register just like they would register for your open house, and then email them the link. And nowadays, most people are getting familiar with the Zoom thing. They can go and click the link to Zoom, and they can log in, and they're going to get in. That's not going to be hard. And you can probably record your webinar, I imagine, as well, if you have that right kind of account. And then that way, if they're not able to join that particular webinar or at the same time, they can watch the recording and you can send that out to them later. So as far as an open house, that's what I would do. Now, the neat thing about it, before I leave that topic, you could consider doing both. So here's what you might kind of do. You might say, okay, Randy, that's a lot of work, but I just got to do something now. Okay, tomorrow, post on everybody's page and say, Friday, we're going to have our first Facebook Live. And you just call it Friday Facebook Live. And it's just going to be me, the admission director, answering questions. And you're just kind of giving an update on the school, talking about your virtual learning. Hey, we're going to do this. We're doing this at the school. This is how our athletic program is doing. They're keeping up with their weightlifting at home. This is they're doing their sprints. And, this is some anecdotal, you know, or maybe just actual real stories that you're hearing, and you're just sharing things, just talking. But then on the call, you say, now, next week on Wednesday, we're going to actually offer a full virtual open house. And then just say, every Friday, we're going to do Facebook Friday. And so every Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be on just answering questions. And so you're making yourself visible every Friday. And I'm just telling you, as the admission person, you might want to do that. It might be that you turn over that responsibility and say every Friday, it might be you, or it might be you share that responsibility with maybe your head of school or something like that, where every night at 9 o'clock every Friday, somebody from your school gets on and answers questions or just talks about things. Even if you're not getting a lot of questions, that's okay. You're just getting a visible presence. But then you have a actual open house where you have the slides and all the pictures, and that's a little more work to put together, I know. But if you could do all that, maybe, and just schedule that for next week. Or even if you say, hey, that's going to be at 2 weeks out, you can start promoting it. And even the promotion of it is going to give people an idea that, hey, this is coming up, okay? So don't freak out even if you tell people, hey, in 1 month we're going to have our open house and it's going to be virtual, give yourself plenty of time to do it really well. But then get on Facebook every Friday from now, or you can do it more than once a week if you want to. You just have a visual presence, that'd be good. Okay, so that's kind of the way I would do kind of an open house. Now, related to tours, and that's kind of what we talked a little bit about earlier, is really, one, you could do the, when you talk about the webinar, when you eventually get the webinar and you're able to record it, you could essentially take the recording, put it on your website, and that recording of the open house becomes your tour, a virtual tour. It's kind of an on-demand tour, which means just like a Netflix thing. It's like somebody can watch the tour or the open house whenever they want. So you could you're going to have to modify your website to basically say, hey, since we're not able to be here to show you the campus, click on this and watch the recording of our open house to show. Now, another way to do it is to actually go through and develop a virtual tour that would consist of, what I'm telling people to do is think of this as like an outline and just go through. And you don't have to do everything, but just start with a high level and say, okay, I need I'll just say 1 minute. It might be two. I would not go over 2 minutes. People just don't want to watch that many. We're watching so many videos now. People don't want to be on screen times that much. People are overloaded almost with video content nowadays. Tell your head of school, I need a two-minute video from you. Mission, vision of the school, what are your core values, big picture stuff. 2 minutes max. Okay, now I need the high school principal. Same thing. 1 minute, 1.5 minutes. Same thing all the way down middle school, junior high, lower school, preschool. Everybody gets 1 minute. Have them send you a video. And you just put, if you can, what I would do is I'd put, have a YouTube channel, make these unlisted videos, because you don't want I would put them unlisted, but just because your YouTube channel, I just don't think these need to be on your YouTube channel. There's a reason why. I don't want to use the time now to explain it, but I think it makes sense just to put them that way. But then on your website, I think it's just almost like an outline would be, is somebody would come to your website and say they want to listen to the head of school. It might be the picture of your head of school, and then says, click the picture of the head of school, and it would open up to that YouTube video. And then from there, they would go off that video, and then click to listen to the high school principal. Same thing, 1 minute video. Okay. Now, after so long, you can only watch so many videos. But again, you got video content from all the key leaders. And I would include your fine art director, your athletic director, but I would certainly include the student testimonials, parent testimonials. I have plenty of these. Get students to do these. Students have a lot of time on their hands. I mean, I know they're working at home, but they have time on their hands. our school has done this, and then we got some great videos from students. They so have plenty of these available. If your website allows this, put several of those on a screen, on a page together, where parents really like to just start clicking around and watch these. Students will like to watch these videos. So you, again, and I say videos. Now, if you've been a part of the School Marketing Academy, if you read a lot of the yourschoolmarketing.com blog or whatever, you've heard me and Donnie talk about at length. When we're talking about content, you can talk about content in three primary ways. It's going to be video content, audio content, or written content. So the same thing applies. Now, video content's real easy. Not easy, actually. It's actually, I think it's just, it's really engaging. Okay. Now, what's really easy is have written content. So you might have somebody who maybe is not particularly good on video, and there's some people that are just, frankly, not good on video. We can all be honest about that. They just don't like to be on video. They seem nervous on video. They're just not real dynamic on video, but they write just incredible. You know, they don't need to write a novel, but they can write a short little testimonial. Well, instead of clicking on that student and getting a video, why don't you click on that video and up pops some sort of document, a Google Doc or some sort of PDF or something on your website, maybe a blog post, where that is their written testimony. Another way to do it is an audio or a podcast, if you have a podcast. Again, you're just trying to create content, video content, audio content, or written content, and you're just putting it in an outline format. It doesn't have to be, you know, a real slick kind of way. You're just giving people an idea to how to access your school virtually. Again, people aren't expecting it. It doesn't have to be, again, the most professional, slickest way possible. All they want to know is when they come to your website, does it still look like, oh, come to our campus and get to know us? Then the door is blocked that way. But if they can come to your website and still engage with you, then that's what they want to see. So I would say, you know, as far as an open house, I've given you a couple of ideas. As far as a tour, there's your couple of ideas. Another cool thing, and I think I may have mentioned it, is I think go through your phone, go through your library of photos you have on your computer or somewhere that you have a stock, maybe you got a Smug Mug account somewhere, or your Gearbook has been stockpiling some photos throughout the year. And see if you can pull together some photos of your facilities, of the lunchroom, of the weight room, of the basketball gym, of the lower school library, those kind of things, and put those together in a slideshow, some sort of movie, and then send it to one of your student ambassadors, some of your best students, and just say, hey, would you like narrate that for me? Here's the photos, and just have them talk. Oh, I remember, you know, I love the cafeteria. You know, it's where I made some of my greatest memories in the cafeteria over lunch. And, I loved when we went to the weight room. You know, we used to do these weight challenges. I love these. Oh, I remember the library. And, you know, I love the books that I got to read. And the librarian, she's still there. And she's such a great encourager. You know, taught me to love to read. And, you know, now your students are getting involved in telling the story. So all of this is about telling stories. And so that's what you want to do. Okay, so you got a virtual tour, which is kind of, again, just don't get intimidated by how you present the tour. It's all about how do you present content. And, again, it doesn't have to be, don't get overwhelmed by, I've got to have everything represented. Record a few things, get it out there, and I think most importantly, get something out there that tells people, are you available now? Could I talk to somebody now? So make sure your office hours, if you have them. If you are on campus, again, most likely people aren't going to be coming up to campus. But if your city allows that, then tell them what are my days and times to do that. If you are kind of sheltered in place or something like that, where they're not able to do that, how would they talk to you? If it's like, oh, I'm still available from 9 to 1 virtually, just click this number and call, or, hey, click this number and email me and we'll set up a Zoom call, or whatever the format is that you want, just make that available. Make sure your website just As I close, I just want to encourage you to make sure the website reflects that you are in a virtual environment now, and make sure your prospective family, when they're looking at your website, knows, how would I reach out and ask a question? We're still interested in looking at the fall, but I don't know how to, I want to know how to talk to the admission person. If I get to your website and it still looks like I've got to come to campus, then I'm kind of stuck. But just make sure you've updated your content, okay? So that's kind of some overview of some of the things about an open house, a tour, and just some virtual contact information. Again, using Facebook every Friday, something like that. I think certainly your social media becomes imperative this time. If you haven't been active on social media, posting things, this is a great time to post evidence of your virtual, your online learning, how that's going. Show evidence that you're engaged that way. This is a great time to do online reviews, get parents engaged in that kind of thing, showing how much they love your school. This is why I said in the beginning, all the things we've been talking about for years about how to go online with our who we are as a school, our online reputation. All these things have come to fruition in this one spring of 2020. Also, we recognize how valuable all of this time is. So, again, I'll close out today just encouraging you. This is an incredibly stressful time for a lot of people. You can't do it all today, but hopefully today is just giving you a few ideas of how to get ready this week and next week on how to present your school virtually. Next month, we're going to present even more ideas on, we've got some really cool tools that will engage your parents. One particular one I love that will allow your parents to get engaged in talking with other parents. So I'm excited about next month to be able to share with you that kind of that tool. So Donnie, I'll turn it over to you, but just to stay encouraged. You guys are right there on the front lines of bringing new families into your school for next fall. So stay encouraged, and Donnie, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, thanks, Randy. Great practical tips that Randy shared. And there's a lot there, and that's what's great about this recording is that you can go back and, you know, easy to, hey, I missed 1 second, let me just scan back a little bit. You don't have to start from the beginning over. It's made available to you, so you can go back and listen to it. And listen to it multiple times. Again, we keep harping on this. Yes, we're all working, and we're working from home. I think I've talked to several people, and when you're working from home and you've got a different setup like we're in right now, sometimes there just is a little more time in the day. You're not having to travel to and from your job. So there's an extra hour in some cases that people have that, wow, they didn't have that before because they leave work and they get home and then they have to turn around and do family activities. Well, now we're all at home, so there's a little bit more time built in. Maybe you're not busy from the moment you wake up to the moment you get to bed. So you have a little extra time. So hopefully we're making this content available for you to be able to take advantage of that time and improve your marketing skill set and improve your school, and that's what we're trying to do. I love what Randy had said, some of the practical stuff. The biggest thing is do something. You can't use this time to say, well, I didn't know what to do, or worst case to say, well, our doors were closed, so we couldn't do anything. That is not true, and I think hopefully Randy's made that clear and evident from the things that he mentioned today. Again, we're making this available for anybody who is a member of the School Marketing Academy, so good to connect with all of you, and for those of you who are not and you're listening to this for the first time, this is the kind of content we like to put out in the School Marketing Academy. We try to do these monthly broadcasts every month. We're going to do this one, and again, as we said, we're going to do another free one for everybody in April, and we hope that is some good content. Hopefully by the time we're done with the end of April, maybe we're getting back on track a little bit. We'll see where we stand as a country and in the world with all this pandemic stuff going on. But nonetheless, we do hope this is helpful, and then we're going to close out by just saying that our job is to basically get you ready to do a better job marketing your school, and we hope that this content will help you with your school marketing efforts.